So this is a guided meditation journey, guiding you into the receiving of unlimited abundance. Unlimited receiving. Imagine that. So while I'll be speaking and guiding you into this infinite space, this infinite abundance, whereby all of your desires become manifest, are manifest instantaneously, while I'm guiding you there, it's important that you are in a state of receiving. So any thoughts, let go of them. Let go of any need to understand the words that I'm saying even right now in this moment. And if you'd like, set an intention. Set an intention to have the highest level of receiving possible occur for you during this journey. That you receive what is resonant with your soul, with your core frequency, and everything that is perfect and relevant for you. And naturally, anything beyond that will just be words. So, tune in, relax, take a deep breath, take another deep breath. Journey begins. On the first part of this journey, what I'd like you to be present to is the idea of catching up to your receiving. Before we expand out into the infinite, stage one is to catch up with, to come into sync with the receiving that's already queued up, already trying to happen, already trying to find its way to you. Now, this may be receiving ideas, things, feelings, physical manifestations, money, love, appreciation. Doesn't really matter what, but as a giver, you've given your time. You've given your love, your kindness, your attention, your ideas, your words, your money. You've sown lots of seeds out in the world. You've flowed energy out to the world, to nature, to people. And this energy that you've flowed from your heart, this giving energy to bring things into full harmony, into full integrity, it is essential that you are receiving the pure reflection of the love that you are, of the giving, the energy that you flowed is trying to return back to you, to appreciate, to come into sync, come into harmony with you and return back to its source and complete the cycles. So I'm speaking to those of you who are givers at heart. For now, I'd just like you to imagine receiving yourself in true proportion, in true integrity, receiving yourself, receiving life, receiving the world, receiving the resources that are already present now. There's going to be future giving and receiving, future creations, future energy that you give out into the world from your heart. But for now, Let's catch up to. Let's receive. Allow yourself, open yourself up to be receptive to the receiving that's trying to manifest itself in your experience now. And this receiving, if it's coming through people, through some means of exchange, these people, they are the universe. They are you reflecting back to you. They need nothing from you. There's nothing you need to do in these cases. There's nothing you need to do to deserve something from these people, from the universe, trying to manifest itself in your experience. These cycles are already trying to complete themselves in the grand scheme of things, in the overall harmony of the infinite of creation. Allow yourself to feel where this energy is already trying to come back to you joyfully, gladly. These people are trying to give to you. It is their joy, their inspiration. They are the universe. They are doing their job in creation. It's a natural impulse and inclination for them to give to you. They've been trying to give to you. They've been trying to find you. Feel their presence. Feel the feeling of it, whether it's going to manifest as information or kindness or appreciation or money. Feel the pure energy of it. It's been there all along. It's been tapping lightly on the door of your consciousness, or maybe banging. This is how amazing you are, how loved you are, how supported you are. There are hundreds of thousands of millions of people, beings, nature, life, trying to come to your aid and support you because you've asked. And it is their pure joy to give this energy to you. Just your pure being, your existence, warrants the receiving of this energy, who you are. Allow yourself to take that in right now. You don't need to understand. Feel these people, these events, these situations that are moving closer and closer in proximity to you. You can almost feel and start to even see and feel future interactions that will happen in the days to come that have been trying to happen. Feel the deep appreciation that people have for you, that they've wanted to express to you, but haven't not been able to fully manifest it in your reality. But they're waiting. They may not even know why on their end that they're waiting, or they haven't expressed it yet. But you are controlling that channel, that portal of receiving, through your heart being open, through you receiving the love that you are, and through you allowing it in. It will actually change the course and direction of the action that these people will take, whether it's communicating something to you, or coming up with ideas for you, or coming up with a natural impulse to support you in some way. It's you who is controlling this portal, the flow of receiving. Just say yes. No action's necessary on this one. And if there is going to be an action, like picking up the phone or answering a question or moving or going somewhere, let that action arise naturally out of inspiration, out of the space of receiving. There may be some action. You may have to take a few steps in a direction to meet with this person, to meet with the universe in physical reality, for that exchange to happen, for that gift to be delivered back to you, for that reflection to happen. But for now, you don't need to think about that. It's already trying to find you. You already deserve it, just by being you. Feel just how loved you are. And if you already feel like you are exceptional at receiving, imagine this for a moment. As awesome as you are at receiving now, in proportion to the love that you are and the support from universe, God, creation, and how much the universe just says yes to anything that you desire, in proportion to that, there's so much more receiving trying to come to you, trying to birth itself in your reality than you've ever experienced before. Even in your grandest imagination of receiving, it pales in comparison to the infinite abundance that is yours by natural birthright, and that is consistently, constantly, in every moment of your existence, seeking to manifest itself through you. Just allow it to find you. Don't worry about giving for right now. You're a natural giver. You're going to give. Allow yourself to fill up. And even as full as you feel, if you say, I'm full and I'm ready to just spill over on everybody, I'm not saying don't do that, but just imagine. Stretch your capacity. Expand your love tank. For whatever was full before, now you've just expanded your space through love. You've expanded your capacity to receive, so your tank is much bigger. Allow it to fill itself up. And it's naturally going to pour over. You'll naturally be inspired in motion to give. But for now, just receive. Everything in physical reality, all the people around, all the people you're passing on a day-to-day basis, moments trying to manifest, flow trying to manifest in your reality, people wanting, trying to magnetize themselves towards you to give, to exchange energy with you in the form of everything that you want. On some level of consciousness, everyone's on your team. Because really, there's just you. Allow these connections to be made gracefully, effortlessly. Future synchronous moments, synchronicity, meaningful coincidence, chance happenings, perfect timing meetings are swarming around you on a moment-to-moment basis every single day. And the people you pass, allow yourself to tune into that awareness and naturally be in motion, authentically, as an expression of your truth, naturally move towards those moments of synchronicity and let the divine manifest the full flow of love in that moment with that person. And for the full flow of potential to manifest itself through these divine encounters. Everyone in your reality, you are connected to on some level. that you've caught up to, you've reaped what you've sown, you've harvested, you've picked the fruit, you've eaten the fruit of your own creations, of your own love, coming back to you and feeding itself back to you in the cycle of creation. Now that you've caught up to yourself, now that you're seeing yourself, you're beholding your own self with that same beauty, with that same love, with that same appreciation that you naturally do with other people, that you may do with your child, that you would do with a baby. Receive that unconditional acceptance. You're back in sync. You're back in harmony. You've received from the inside out. Your reality will reflect this to you. You're receiving now in harmony with your giving. It's one energy, it's one flow. Now we can expand into pure potential. Take the journey into the infinite. Receiving and giving is one flow of energy. It is creation happening simultaneously. In order to receive unlimited abundance, first be present to the giving and the receiving that is on the level of exchange, conscious exchange of I'm doing this, I'm receiving this, I'm giving here, now I'm receiving. If you imagine anything that you equate, anything that you have determined in your mind, in your heart, any sort of equation that you have that says, I feel good about receiving in connection with what I'm doing, that's beautiful. If you're sharing a service in the marketplace, if you're creating things and you're exchanging with people, it's awesome to feel good about that and to feel valued on that level. But value extends beyond that. That's one level of value. That's one level of exchange. It's through doing. And if you're doing and receiving, and then you're doing things, let's say you're doing things that are value or giving things of value, and you get that value reciprocated to you through appreciation or energy coming back your way, this is still receiving and giving in harmony, but within the human context of definition of value that is associated with things that you do. And our minds cannot fathom, cannot conceptualize, cannot really imagine just how much love we actually are and how much creation is supporting us. So beyond the perceptions of giving and receiving, the things that you can measure, the things that you can observe, I'm doing this, I'm giving kindness, I'm giving love, I'm giving advice, I'm giving money, and this is what I'm receiving. Beyond that, there's pure beingness. Imagine yourself receiving just because you are. It might challenge your mind for a moment. That's okay. Let your mind relax. Your mind cannot understand this. Your mind works in equations, in analyzing, in linear, this equals that. I'm talking about beyond that. Imagine receiving just because of your pure existence and having a value on your beingness and just who you are. Because that's how God, Spirit, the universe is viewing you in terms of receiving, in terms of you deserving. Deserving is actually not a word that is appropriate for this level of receiving. That's how Spirit looks at you when it seeks to support you and give to you. There's no criteria. There's no justification. There's no equation. It just is. The universe says yes, period, to anything that you want to experience, that you decide that you are, that you decide that you want to have. All of these are really saying the same thing. There's nothing that you need to do. I'm not saying there won't be things that you do, actions that you may take, but that's just a pure, authentic action that is in the energy field of appreciation, of inspiration, just simply because it's something that's true to you. Let go of the idea of the action itself being the thing that's creating the receiving. It's the energy in the action. And when you're in a pure energy of beingness and you happen to be taking action, you happen to be giving, you're not getting back because some value is associated with what you're giving. Can you stretch yourself? Can you allow your mind to relax enough to just feel this level of love, really? What were you doing in the womb? Being totally nurtured, loved, comforted, supported by all of creation. What did you do to deserve that? Nothing. You were. Things haven't changed. Human beings, we created a value system that's beautiful. It's a beautiful platform of operation. But right now, we're in the infinite. You still are that being that's in the womb that can totally just be and fully be supported and fully be a gift to creation and also be giving just by your mere existence. That's how much support is available to you constantly, always. At that level of effortlessness, at that level of isness, at that level of love. You can't figure this one out. There's no how here. It just is. Just simply do not resist what it is that I'm saying. Simply do not resist the energy of life, of the universe, reflecting back to you at this level. Just allow it to be, and it will be. Any question of how do I get there is a separation from what I'm saying, is, relatively speaking, a position of lack. How do I get there? What do I do? What do I need to do? What do I have to do? These are all energies of lack. They're all saying that giving and receiving are separate, which sometimes we may experience them separately, but in the infinite abundant space that we're in right now, they're one flow, one energy, one happening, creation. That's why there is nothing you could have to do to get it. That implies deservability. That implies exchange. That implies some level of separation. Which, in the future, it's totally appropriate to separate those or experience them as separate. But for now, to one happening, you. You could never do anything to deserve being you because you are you, or to deserve love because you are loved. You are love. When there's no separation, thoughts like that don't even make sense. So just breathe that in. Let it be. Let the energy of infinite abundance, infinite love, unconditional acceptance, let that energy permeate your entire being. And as you integrate your mind and your body, and we ground that energy in, just trust that the energy itself will integrate with the mind, with the body. It will move into motion in the body, and you will be in motion, in movement, as infinite abundance, as love. You don't need to figure out how to integrate it. Just have the intention that this energy do what it needs to do inside you. Let it inform your mind. Let it rearrange any part of your mind that's out of sync with it. Let it naturally fall off. You are love. And so it is.